This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, September 14th. Cattle markets started out a little bit weaker yesterday after a strong day the previous day. Didn't get a whole lot of follow through initially, but by the end of the day, the markets had recovered and were moving higher. The deferred live cattle taking out those major swing highs, the feeder cattle sitting higher in the front month lives, just basically trading kind of an inside day, but it was definitely better than what it started out to be. But the cash market so far this week, steady to just slightly higher than last week. Not a lot of numbers traded so far. The Fed trade around 107, which is unchanged from the previous week. Dressed around 171, which is up one from the previous week. Yesterday, box beef values were down a little bit again, down 75 cents on the choice. We're at 204. Select down 3 cents at 197. The spread is 680. Movement 132 loads. Export sales took a fairly big hit, about half of what we're normally seeing at 10,800 tons. Japan took 3,400, South Korea took 2,000. So kind of a surprise in the export market this yesterday. That was probably the initial bearish response to the market as it opened up under some pressure. But again, the markets managed to find their way back. It's expected that the packers will need to be more active in the market. The show lists are declining, and even though the weights are increasing, packers are finding themselves a little on the short bought side. Box beef values, however, would suggest it's not a dire situation, as they've had to discount these prices to get the box beef moving. So pretty much for the week, box beef values have been mostly lower, at least on the choice. Select has been kind of all over the place, but it's definitely a situation that shows that the cash trade seems to be fairly stable. The box beef, you know, again, having to see some discounts, but the packers are still in a very high profit type of, you know, situation. And to see cash prices at least steady, that shows that the feedlots have a bit of leverage here this week. And, you know, again, with show lists moving down, would suggest that, number one, obviously the feedlots are current, and that they're moving through these record large numbers fairly smoothly. They've had to take some discounts over the last 3 to 4 weeks, but we're stabilizing in the cash. That would suggest the feedlots have worked through those numbers and now getting into some tighter numbers. This is what we expected to see, those heavy placements in the spring and early summer. Those are getting, well, mostly spring, late winter and early spring. We're moving out of those numbers, and we're getting into some, you know, tighter numbers and better demand type of environment. Usually, we see better consumption, domestic consumption at least, into the fall and into the holidays. Exports have been on a very solid pace over the last several months. So this week's or last week's sales, I don't know if that's just a one-time thing or if it's, you know, a harbinger of things to come. But a very strong dollar obviously would cut into that as well. We're cognizant that droughts in Europe and Australia probably are seeing some herd liquidation there. That could dump a lot of beef onto the export market, the world pipeline, I should say. That primarily would come from in hamburger from Australia, but it's just one of those components of the bigger picture that we have to be aware of. So, but in the meantime, you know, markets are showing good strength. Now, we're at some major resistance levels on the live cattle. Again, the deferreds just starting to take that out. The front month's not quite yet. Maybe we're going to get some stalling action here, but I think the trajectory is pretty strong. Feeders are right at those highs. And again, you know, we're it's a major resistance level. Probably see the market kind of pull back a little bit, but I think the momentum is to the upside. You got a big corn crop coming, a lot of feed grain around. Demand for calves is going to be strong, especially as the feedlots empty out those pens. So I think the feeders are in a very good position. Live cattle obviously are going to depend on the economy. It depend on domestic consumption primarily. That seems to be pretty well intact, seems to be quite strong. So again, major resistance could see a bit of a pullback in this market, but just the simple fact that we're here and just coming out of a seasonal lull, and typically the seasonal would last much longer than it is to the upside. I think that we've definitely got some pretty solid momentum going to the upside, and that should bode well at least over the next couple months, presuming all the outside factors stay intact. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.